Was it just coincidence that Angie Stone came out talking about the industry, talking about how they took money from her, how they're stealing from her, and then all of a sudden, she's killed in a car accident?
That one of the biggest companies that I was with, Universal Music, it's the second part of the ugly truth. We began to research things to check on my royalties and my statements and things that of that nature, only to find out publishing, a lot of my royalties, my mechanicals, they have all pretty much been stolen. Because if you only knew how much money they have taken from me, how much they have stolen from me, monies that I'm supposed to be, I should have been able to retire 20 years ago with the money I've made, supposedly. But there are key people that have been driving the ships.
That is insane. First of all, major rest in peace to the legend, the wonderful woman, Angie Stone. If you don't know by now, she died in a car accident, supposedly. But could there have been foul play? This was her last message that she put out in video. This just happened at the end of 2025 in December. And here she go up here in March, dying of a car accident after she spoke about this corrupt music industry. Look, I'm not trying to be some type of big conspiracy theorist, but also let's be a realist. We've seen these scenarios happen time and time again. Michael Jackson, Prince, Angie Stone, Left Eye, people being impacted when they speak out against these big corporations. And we continue to kind of ignore it and even shun people who try to go after these systems and get what they're worth. Someone taking completely advantage of her in this system. Universal Music Group. Hell, I mean, we all know Drake is going after Universal Music Group right now for wrongdoings. But everyone is saying that he is a loser. He's no good for going after this system that could have potentially done a lot of wrongdoing towards him. Just like these big music companies have done historically. But y'all ignore it. People have been so conditioned to feel like these systems are the good people when we know they're not. But you've been conditioned for so long, you're willing to stick up for them. Everyone hated LeBron because he started taking control of his own destiny, where he wanted to go instead of being controlled by the systems. And everybody said, well, Jordan stays where he was drafted at. So what? If you can be in control of your career and go to somewhere else where you know you would be treated better, why would you stay there just because this person drafted you? Why would you stay in a job that you hate, that you were being mistreated in? Everyone gonna call you a sucker for leaving the job you at? Because you want to take control of your own career? Someone will call you a sucker for saying, hey, I'm going to work for myself? That's what people have been literally conditioned to believe. That if you buck against the system, you are the one that's wrong. It don't matter what they're doing wrong to you. When are people going to wake up? These type of things continue to happen to people over and over. We continue to hear about how these big, large companies in music and theater and everything just take advantage of people. But then the people would try to talk shit about you for trying to get what you're worth. Because the system has conditioned them to believe the nonsense. You need to uncondition your mindset and stop falling for the same trickery over and over again. Do you want to continue to hear these stories like this? Like Angie Stone, a legend, a woman who put in the work and never got what she was worth all the way through her dying day. And not just passing away, but passing away tragically, that possibly could have had foul play. Like, is this just coincidence? Is it? How many times can we see coincidences like this happen when people's lives are being taken away? And we just keep turning a blind eye because we are being conditioned by these big companies. We've been conditioned by these big pharmacy companies. We've been conditioned by the government to believe everything they say when they let us down destruction multiple times. And yet you still fall for the same bull over and over again. We supposed to just believe it when you know something ain't right. When you gonna start believing in the people around you, instead of these big systems? If all these people are complaining, if there's smoke, there's probably a fire. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. We got to do better here, man. And we keep trying to downplay the trailblazers who are trying to turn something around. Who are trying to turn something around for the artists. Who are trying to turn something around for the actors. Who are fighting back against these big corporations, the big industry leaders. If anything, you would think during these times, during this era, we would be with the people fighting back. Because we've seen so many be taken advantage of. But yet, we see so many still falling for the same tricks. So many of y'all. So many people wanted Drake's career to be over because he's bucking against a system that allegedly is doing him wrong. Why would you not wait until the investigation is complete and see where things go? Why do we continue to ignore so many things that is blatant and try to make excuses for the industry? When we know the industry has historically taken advantage. It's so many stories. It's so many. They prey on the weak. They prey on these artists because they know they don't know better. A lot of times you even heard these stories where they'll put a piece of paper in front of you saying, sign now, here, this is for $1 million. But they would not allow you to read through the fine print. Either take it or leave it right now. They apply that pressure to you. That's the oldest sale tactic in the book. So you can get the most out of someone. So you can take advantage of someone who's vulnerable. But yet we still want to stand up for these systems instead of standing up for the artists. Instead of standing up for the people. Because you've been conditioned to feel these ways. Open your eyes. Stop falling for the same thing over and over again. It makes no sense. We heard these stories over and over, man. When are we going to do better? When are we going to support the people instead of supporting these industry leaders so much who got everything? All of them at the top want to squeeze everyone at the bottom. It's ridiculous. We hear it all the time. These big CEOs and companies, they get the largest amount of increases per year compared to you getting maybe 1%, maybe 1.5%. They're getting an additional 40% plus bonuses. It's the same thing in these music industries where people are getting taken advantage of, but you want to ignore it because they keep conditioning you to believe. We got to be smart and stop falling for this stuff over and over again. It's getting old. It's getting played out. But what are you guys' thoughts on this whole situation? Was it just coincidence that Angie Stone came out talking about the industry, talking about how they took money from her, how they're stealing from her, and then all of a sudden she's killed in a car accident? Do you believe the industry is dirty? Do you believe people were set up and done wrongly before when they try to speak out against the big companies? Is that why a lot of artists don't do it as well? Because they understand that there can be major consequences. They can not alone blackball you, but also possibly take your life when you threaten the millions and billions of dollars in which they are bringing in off of your hard work, the artist's hard work, the actor's hard work, and barely pay you a dime for what your worth is. Am I tripping here? Just let me know. But anyway, make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Got a lot more things coming out, man. Love to hear you guys' input. Throw your input in the comments. Let me know what you want to discuss next. And together we can reach the highest point. So until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace. The Highest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.